We are back with another episode of On the D-Lo. I'm your host, the D-Lo. We are sponsored by the D-Lo. And today we have my brand new friend, because I just met her last week. Yeah. Alex, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on such short notice. So I walked into your place last week, and I was pleasantly surprised to just like feel the energy of marketing-esque, you know, and the good smells of, if you people don't know, she owns a donut shop, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the fun part, is all the decor and decorating of everything.
Doesn't it make you want to do like more and more and more?
Yeah, like, I need more because I can just tweak it a little bit or do this a little bit different next time.
But decor addiction.
Yeah. Right? It's all thrifted stuff too. So I'm like, gives me a reason to go vintage shopping to get more decor for the shop.
Yeah. So I wanted to have you in relatively quickly because I enjoyed our conversation and I thought it'd be really cool for people to hear your story and really what's going on. I'm completely amazed that somebody would start a business in 2020. I know that you were doing some stuff, you know, a little bit prior to that, but like, what was the antithesis to just go and do that? And I know we talked about it a little bit, but let people know.
Yeah, for sure. So I had started it kind of apartment kitchen style, just like doing it very small scale, bringing it to coworkers and whatnot for several years before I opened the shop. So I was doing that actually in Seattle. I worked at Amazon at their HQ up there, just corporate life desk job. And this was just kind of a side hobby. And then moved back December of 2019 to Phoenix to start the business and open something in 2020. And then had a few months in Arizona of like doing some more pop-ups in markets and trying to figure out where I wanted. And then COVID hit and then kind of delayed the process a little bit. But I figured, if anything, it's a kind of a grab-and-go friendly item. I could do shift to takeout only and do curbside and all that good stuff. And then if I could make it through COVID, then hopefully the rest is smooth sailing. So
yeah. Were people given deals during that time?
Yeah, that was nice, like finding employees, because so many people had been laid off because so many restaurants were closing. So like getting my chef was like, I had a really awesome chef who was with me for the first full 3 years of business. So that was great. And then, yeah, trying to get deals, and especially being here in North Scottsdale, of negotiating some power in my favor.
So here's what's so funny about this whole thing is you're in great shape. You love to work out, obviously. And you got into donuts.
Yeah.
which is really cool. I mean, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, we find our passion through just, you know, really things that end up happening. But what's even more unique to me about your story is that you're basically a 4.0 student. You're really smart. So what was it about? Was it the business aspect of doing donuts? Because I don't think it was just like, hey, I'm going to do donuts. Yeah. I think you were probably thinking from a mathematical standpoint, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you. That's funny. You did your research on my G. I'm like, yes, I am a 4.0. I never get to brag about that anymore.
Yeah.
But I think for me, I was never going to go into entrepreneurship. My parents did it, and I saw it was like the demise of a lot of things. I'm like, that's not the life for me. I want like stability. I want a paycheck from Jeff Bezos. This is great. But yeah, I'm not like the biggest donut. I didn't grow up like number one donut person. It's not a recipe from my family or anything. But I just love the creativity of it. I think with donuts, you can have so much fun with it. It's fried dough. You can do cheesy, you can do spicy, savory, and people have just been, it's pink with sprinkles is just what it's known for. And I'm like, you can get so much more creative than people are doing it. So I just saw like the opportunity there with brands like Salt and Straw that were like really innovating the ice cream space and frozen yogurt and cupcakes and all of that. I saw them being creative and pushing the boundaries, but no one was really doing that in the donut space that I saw. And I thought there was a lot of potential there. So that's when like the business entrepreneur light kind of clicked on. And I was like, I can take this and try and figure that out with the margins of donuts and being more exploratory with flavors and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it was marketing, it was math, it was creativity. Yeah. It's the fact that you, again, you're the one place that I've been up to down the road is absolutely beautiful. Like you walk in there and you want to hang out there. And when you look at the donuts, you want to, I guess you do want to eat them, but you want to look at them too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that creativity is part of the reason why you do this, because every morning you're able to just kind of create, because you do different types of creations.
Yeah, we do different seasonals and rotationals and different collabs with different restaurants and flavors and stuff.
What are some of like the most popular donuts?
Yeah, brown butter sea salt's probably our best seller. Okay. My personal favorite and up there is the everything bagel donut, because I love that like salty sweet combo. And I have to talk people into it like 80% of the time. They're like, I don't know, onion and garlic and sesame. But
yeah.
It works.
So talk me into that. So, like, what's in it?
Yeah, so the brioche, it's a brioche base. All of our donuts are a brioche base. So it's more like a rich, buttery, kind of melt-in-your-mouth bread texture. Yeah. And then we do a vanilla glaze, and then the everything bagel seasoning. So the sesame, onion, garlic, poppy seeds, that whole mixture is on top. So you get a little bit of that punch from the onion and the sea salt and the poppy seeds with that sweet vanilla glaze, and then that, like, buttery brioche.
That's amazing.
So it's really yummy.
Diddy would like that with his Fanta over there. Orange Fanta and everything.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. So just like I am, you're an ASU grad.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that.
Yeah,
right?
The Sun Devils.
Yeah. Forkum, or I don't even know how that works. Something like that. How was it, like, when you were going to school, like, at ASU and growing up here and doing your stuff, like, did you enjoy, like, what Arizona had to offer, or were you just kind of like, I got to get out of here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a desert rat. I feel like I'm, like, fourth generation Arizonan, so it's in the blood. But I knew I wanted to get out. I just wanted to try something new. I feel like there's just so much else to learn out there. Yeah. So when I got a job opportunity, Amazon hired me. I was like, Seattle, it's great. And I was like, being from Arizona, you're like, I can use a few overcast days, a little rain. I was like, guys in flannels, like, singing to me with acoustic guitar. Sounded very great. But it was cool to just transplant myself. I loved Arizona. I just knew I needed to kind of explore and try something different. And it did make me appreciate coming back here for sure. But
And what was the antithesis again to leave Amazon?
I knew they would always be there, and I had kind of been doing donuts, and it was a lot of conversations with friends, like, if not now, then when? Like, I had zero kind of ties, like, what was stopping me at this point? And like I said, like, if shit hits the fan, excuse me, if I can say that on here, and, like, all else fails, I know I can probably come back to Amazon, and it's such a huge company, and I have so many connections there that I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, I'll lose some money, yes, but I'll get practically an MBA of experience in trying to start this business. So my whole thing was just like, it was almost like continuing education for me at that point. And my job was great, and I loved it. It was a dream job for like 7 years. But then there were some changes happening. I didn't have as much creative freedom. And I'm like, I have this opportunity to do this business thing where I could learn so much more than I ever could behind a desk. So.
Yeah, because while you were there, you were actually, and the cart is in your store up here, right? You were actually selling donuts out of that cart.
Yeah, my little tricycle. So I have a little trike that I got custom built in Seattle. So I would wake up at like 2 a.m., make donuts, go out in front of the Amazon offices and sell to coworkers and all the office people, and then pack up, load it into my car, and then go to work at the desk job from 9 to 5.
Yeah, and you don't want to be an entrepreneur. I call bullshit on that. That's great. Okay, so this is a legit question. I want to know if you have a legit answer, or if you just have an answer that's kind of in your mind based on how I ask this. So somebody that goes to school, gets a 3.98, 4.0, we'll just call it 4.0, right?
Let's round up.
We'll just round it up to really smart. What value in today's society, and I know 2013 is when you graduated, so what value do you think in today's society of 2024, do you think that still holds, does hold, doesn't hold, you know, when people are looking for people to hire?
Yeah. It's funny because I've been thinking about this with, I've just had friends that are kind of shifting careers and everything. And I look up, like, if I were to apply for another job, like a corporate job or something, go back to that world, like, how would it be perceived from someone that was hiring? And I think the amount of different skill sets you garner, like being an entrepreneur, I've learned HR stuff, insurance stuff. I've learned financing and accounting, the marketing and branding I already knew, but like just kind of backing that up. So like the amount of like multifaceted information you get by being an entrepreneur, I think that's so valuable of like, to be able to provide to a company there or like my own company. I think it's so cool of everything that I've learned that I took some entrepreneurship and business classes in college, but being able to be in the nitty gritty.
To actually just, really do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically college education is bullshit.
I was like, I always say I went to college to socialize, even though I got good grades. It was like just a fun time for me. I'm trying to think of what I really learned. I feel like I've learned it running the businesses.
Yeah, for sure. And to have the wherewithal, I mean, I think, look, the entrepreneur spirit is you either have it, you know, or you can, you know, some people do, you know, learn it if they feel like it is for them in that context. But then there's, I would say, the majority of the people that just want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. They just want to show up to a place. They want to answer the phone or play on the computer until 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Then they just want to go home and not be responsible for anything.
Yeah.
And you know as well as I do, we're responsible for everything, every minute, every time, and it never stops.
Yeah.
But there's something that feeds us.
Yeah. Yeah. For some crazy reason. It's like everyone says, like, you quit your 8 to 5 to work 24/7.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so true. It all, your mind is just going. Even if, like, I have a day off, which I consider just my work from home days when I'm not working in the shop, it's even like your mind's just always clicking and like making dinner. It's just you're right. always going, or an employee's texting you, or I get called at 1 a.m. because my kitchen starts at like midnight, so I'm getting called in the middle of the night. And, oh, this order doesn't have this detail. I'm like,
yeah,
I have to be up.
Out,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Nobody's calling me that late. So one of your non-negotiables, I remember, is your weightlifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every morning, right?
Yep, every weekday. So I do it 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
And then you go somewhere and have a routine? Or
So I go to Mountainside Fitness. I have an app that I use that just talks me through workouts. I'll use that 3 or 4 days a week, and then otherwise I'll just, like, make up my own routine. But treadmill and then weightlifting, and it's just my time to, like, just zone out, and I'm like, I'm not responding to texts or anything. I mean, I will if it's an employee, but other than that, just kind of, like, do not disturb, put my headphones in, and get in the zone, because that's to our point earlier of just like you're always on, and I'm like always in business mode and always thinking of like what do I have to figure out for the next week of business. It's my time to just kind of zone out. It's my one chance that I can, like, even I'm really bad at watching movies because my attention span is so bad. I'll either fall asleep or I'll get on my phone and start responding to like DMs on Instagram. It's like workout is the one escape really for me. That's just been so important that I'm like,
what's the last movie you went to in a theater?
Oh, gosh. Probably I went to Barbie over last summer. So that was fairly recently.
You got through that. I'm the same way. I'll sit on the couch, my wife and I, and we'll be watching just trash TV. I can't watch anything too involved because I just get... Yeah.
It's like my brain is just a million other places, but.
So do the headsets at the gym, is that a man detractor? Because you probably don't want to be bugged in the gym while you're working out.
Yeah. I've had a few people bug me and like say they've had some good pickup lines. I'll give it to them. But I'm just waiting. I feel like I have such a mean face. No one will. I am accepting anyone that wants to. I'm looking for some good gym pickup lines, but.
Dudes are the worst. I mean, come on. They're just horrible.
That's what like everyone says. Don't hit on people at the gym. I was like, well, I'm just looking for someone else's that's fit. So I'm like, I appreciate if you do want someone that's fit. How do you know? If you meet them at the gym, then you know they go every morning at least. So shoot your shot. But now I have friends in there that know I own a donut shop, so they always want to come up and talk donuts to me. And these group of like older guys, and we're talking, we're telling everyone you own a donut shop. I was like, great,
cool, marketing.
Exactly.
The gym should be paid through the donut shop.
Yeah, it's a write-off. That is great.
All right, can you tell me a crazy story that's happened to you in your business?
Ooh, good crazy or bad crazy?
I'll
or
take
either?
Any crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess good crazy, when I got to the Vans collab, that was really odd because it was very early on in the days because it was kind of still during COVID. It was like end of 2020, early 21, I think. And I saw like an Instagram ad, like we're looking for small businesses for our, it's called Foot the Bill Initiative. Mm. And they were there to support local businesses. So I made a little video and told them my story and got selected. And I got to design a Vans shoe that was on their website. They did a shirt to go with it.
Nice.
And then all the proceeds came back as like a grant for my business. So I had so many people come in like, I saw your Vans at, like, with Vans, that's so cool. And I felt just like such a small baby in the business world that I got selected for such a big company, and it was like available nationwide and sold like a few hundred pairs of them, which they're like $140 pair of shoes that I designed.
Wow.
That I'm like, that was probably my most expensive pair of shoes at that point. So that was really something great, like very unexpected. I'm like, I'll just film a video. Why not?
Yeah.
And then just applied, and I never thought I'd get it and got that. So that was really cool. Yeah. So.
That's the second time in a few weeks that Vans has been brought up. Remember? We got tagged in another podcast guy with a charity that they have.
Nice.
I was working with them. That's cool. All right. Tell me a crazy story.
Another crazy story?
Just a crazy, like a I don't know. We don't have to call it bad. An experience.
Like. Yeah. I mean, like, the kitchen flooded at my place. Like, the sinks just, like...
Okay, that's real.
I was, like, we drained the sinks, and it was just nothing was going down. It was, like, 2 inches deep. It was the middle of the night / morning. My chef is, like, working. Like, thank God he's such a hard worker. He was awesome. And, like, making donuts and, like, sloshing around in the water. Yeah. And then I had to come and roll up my leggings and go barefoot and then go get a, like, shop vac. And it was, like, going into the dining room. It was awful. And I was like, then we don't have sinks, we can't fill, we're like against health codes, so we're like, we can't even make the donuts. It was just, and it took like a full 24 hours to try and get all that water out and then get the sinks jetted and everything cleaned up.
Everybody wants to own a business.
Yeah, exactly. Until you're doing that in the middle of the night and it smells like bad water. Yeah,
gross.
Not fun.
If there was if you were to start over and do one thing differently, what would it be?
I wish I knew more about real estate and location and leasing and all of that stuff. It's like I hired a lawyer. I was going to go actually in Central Phoenix. The lease, after like 3 or 4 months of negotiation and lots of thousands of dollars, that fell apart. Then I came and found this North Scottsdale location. I just feel like being a new business owner, you don't know it until you are in a lease for 5 years. And you're like, oh, if I had just taken a little bit more time or talked to someone with a little bit more knowledge. For a business like mine, donuts and coffee is such like an impulse decision. You're walking by, oh, I want to grab that. I've been fortunate that I've kind of become a destination now. People are finding me and they're searching online for donuts, so they come to me. But being next to like a Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, like a lot more walkable traffic would be great for a business like mine. And I don't think I took the time or spoke to enough knowledgeable people before I, you're really locked in on something like a location 5 year, potentially 10 years in one spot and spending $100,000 on the build out and things like that. So that's the one thing, like if you're considering getting a brick and mortar, like really take your time to find a place. I was like just so eager because COVID had hit and I'd quit my job over a year ago. And I was like, I'm ready to start selling donuts. So I want to sign a lease. And so I think just taking your time doing that and knowing more about real estate, and it maybe it costs more, but if you're next to X, Y, or Z other retailer, can bring in so much more business. So that's the one thing that I'm still learning, how to be an expert in that and finding the right location, how much of an impact that can have.
And sometimes I think you would agree, even if it costs a little bit more per square foot, it's worth it because you have that. You're basically paying for advertising and marketing.
Yeah, for sure. And being, why that walkable traffic or getting like the things that you want to negotiate in a lease, like getting the pylon signage out front and like directional signage in the parking lot. And like our square footage is too small, so we can't even get on the directional signage. I'm like, oh my gosh, these little things you don't know. And it just adds up that you don't realize until it's too late.
No, for sure. Would you say that the catering has helped you, with sales and all that?
Yeah, for sure. Like doing events and catering from weddings to bar mitzvahs and birthday parties, and we'll do the donut truck or the donut wall. And so a lot of catering. We've done apartment complexes, which is really fun. Corporate offices, we'll bring the donut wall. So it's been really great to be able to do catering out of that kitchen too. And just that helps with another outlet for marketing, and we're getting paid to bring in the donuts. So it's kind of doing double duty for us, which has been great. So.
Have you done funerals?
Not yet, but if anyone's interested. Actually,
it's a legit question. I mean,
well, this is kind of a downer, but my dad passed away a couple years ago, and I did do donuts at his funeral. So I guess I have. I can say I've done a funeral now.
You did. Sorry about that.
No.
Tell me about your idea of localism, how you use local vendors, and what that means to you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think, like, rising tide lifts all boats. If I can use ingredients from local people that they're like either just starting up or they're just local in any means, I think it's so cool. Just brings it back to the community. That's why I wanted to come back to Arizona and open more shops. And like keeping your money like in the place that you're living, I think is really powerful. So like using True Salt, and like I found them, it's like sea salt. I could get any old sea salt, but like, oh, it's made in Arizona, even better. Like use something local. I use all locally roasted coffee here in North Phoenix. So it's like just wherever I can, I think it's so cool to support other entrepreneurs in the state, in the community, people that I can meet and like can come into the shop and share donuts with. I think that's just so powerful. So
and you're really into building relationships, being a part of community. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we met. We met through my tech company and the guys there, and then True Salt, who you just mentioned, Brian, that owns that as part of that tech company. And then you're like, how do I find more restaurateurs to mingle with and do this sort of thing? And then it's like I'm sitting here scratching my head going, when are you gonna have the time? What I'm saying? But you as you get more let's just say really good people that are invested in your business like you are, and you're able to give them more responsibility, it allows you to do more of the things that you love, which I assume is, marketing and promotion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's been the big shift even since the beginning of this year, like having some really great people on my team that I trust to like hold it down when I'm not at the shops, and transitioning more into this like working from home, working out in the community, bringing them to offices as just like marketing, that sales aspect. Like I love the networking thing and meeting other people. Like that's what lights me up, is like making connections. And the more people in the industry or not, like no matter what the business is, that's the great thing about donuts. Like any office likes donuts, pretty much any business. They can be applicable from car dealerships to like loan offices to anything. So I think that's really powerful, and that's what is exciting, trying to get out of the shop every day and building more of these connections. So
for sure. Yeah, that is interesting. And you said car dealership. It's so funny down that Frank Lloyd Wright, mm-hmm. all those car dealers. I'm sure you've probably catered to a bunch of those. Right?
Yeah, I'll bring them donuts. I'm like, what? And they're like, are you looking for a car? I'm like, do you trade a couple dozen donuts for a new car? Sure, I'll take the Defender. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. I think that's a good deal.
Right.
All right. So we know that you work out first thing in the morning. What has an entrepreneur and running a retail shop and having people come in? What is your typical day look like?
Yeah. I try to be up by like 4:30, so I'm up super early just because donuts are an early morning thing. Yeah, exactly. Which I prefer. I'm like much more of a morning person. So wake up early, I get to the gym, try and get 45 minutes, an hour at the gym. Then I'm going to North Scottsdale. I check in on the chef there, load up the donuts for Old Town. I'm delivering every morning to Old Town. So I kind of touch both locations each day. And if I'm not working the Old Town shop, sometimes I'll do like a half day shift. So I'm playing barista and making donuts and just kind of making sure everything's running smoothly. And then it's running errands, picking up inventory stuff. It's having meetings, kind of however I feel today, writing email marketing, catching up on social media, trying to do photo shoots and what's the new seasonal flavor and let's capture that and let's post it on social. Oh, Mother's Day is coming up. Let's create a reel for that. Mm. So creating content and posting and then responding to comments and just engagement on social. So.
And you, I mean, you're doing it all.
Yeah, trying to.
And then your stores close at around 2:30?
At 3, yeah.
At 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless we sell out. So sometimes we'll sell out and close a little early. But yeah, usually till 3. And then, yeah, if I'm closing, I'll be done and then have a few hours of.
Has anybody besides me ever gone in there just for a cup of coffee?
Yeah, there's quite a few people. We have really great coffee, so some people will come in and they're like, "Oh no, I won't." Like,
not today.
And I'll just put like one donut hole on top of their cup of coffee just to like, you don't want to commit to a full one, but there's a little bite of something sweet. So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I know we talked about this, but I know that people listening probably would be intrigued. I have a whole array of different types of listeners. They might be in hospitality, they might be in health and wellness, this and that. And I think everybody's always curious like what people eat. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so obviously you're not eating donuts all day. I know you probably taste stuff to know that quality control, this and that. But like, what's kind of, I saw a quote that you had, like, never skip breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my, like, protein oatmeal, like religious about my protein oatmeal. Yeah. Like every morning, I feel like the past 10 years.
Do you buy like a brand or do you just
No,
make it?
It's just like I get the bulk oats from Sprouts and then whatever protein I'm playing around with that month.
Nice.
So protein and oatmeal. And I'm like, that's because I'll get hangry if I don't eat. I will just like, no one wants to be around me. So I'm trying to eat every like few hours or snack or get some kind of protein in me because it's
okay. So do you pour the water on the oatmeal first and then the protein or do you mix
this
the
is funny this is a big debate with my sister and I if she heats it up after or before, but I do the oatmeal, protein, water, like stir it up, and then I microwave it a minute, stir another minute, and then it's warm. And then I'm doing unflavored unsweetened protein right now, so I'll just do maybe a little honey or something or some nuts on top. But
okay, and then what else do you eat during the day?
Whatever I can prep. I'm usually prepping from dinner, so I'll make a salad with some kind of beans or protein. I don't eat a ton of meat, but a lot of veggies, so a lot of like salad prep. So salads and roasted sweet potatoes, and I eat a ton of beans. That's like my main source of protein. Yeah. So salads with beans and vegetables is usually like the lunch. Grab like a cheese stick, cottage cheese to snack on, and then dinner is, roasted chicken and vegetables. I eat I'm fortunate, glad that I like vegetables, but
pretty
vegetables.
Much,
all the time.
Got your routine going. That's really cool.
And that's, I was just talking to another guy that owns a restaurant. I'm like, oh, I want to go there. I'm like, I'm just bad at eating. I don't eat out a ton.
Right.
If I do, it's like salad and go, which just grab and go. So, just a lot of cooking at home.
Okay. How about future plans? What are you thinking as far as the next, like, I don't know, year? Like, where would you like to be and do?
Yeah, I just want to continue to get the brand out there. I feel like I still have people that walk in, how long have you been here? And like, especially at the North and the Old Town. Yeah, it's like 3.5 years in North Scottsdale. I'm fairly new in Old Town, but still, I just celebrated a year there. So still just trying to get the word out organically. I'm like, I'll do a little bit of marketing here and there, like paid marketing, but most of it's going to be organic and word of mouth. So just continuing to kind of pound the pavement, handing out donuts. Want to expand my catering side of things. So with more corporate offices, more salespeople, bringing in, like, instead of grabbing Crumble, come and grab a dozen or three dozen chin-up donuts to bring to your, like, sales offices. So really, like, getting more into the the catering side of things, because that really allows me to like increase volumes of what I'm doing out, because we're not capped out at production. So we have more opportunity to make more donuts, just getting more people in the shops, of course, but yeah. also just more donuts out the door. So catering and that kind of stuff.
All that sort of stuff. And so Chin Up came from Keep Your Chin Up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Which is funny. Like, I don't know if I told you this last time. I have a brewery that I love called Rent House.
Yeah.
So I go there all the time. And whenever I go, I would usually bring them donuts because I'll have some extras from the day.
Cool.
And this is probably a year into doing that. And then I was talking to one of the guys. He's like, oh, yeah, this Alex, she owns Chin Up. They're protein donuts. I'm like, oh, no, they're just regular donuts. And he's like, what? I thought the whole time these were protein donuts. And I'm like, yeah, you just like look. And I'm like, I am like have pretty big arms, and so they're like, oh, I thought you were just like jacked from your donuts, and I'm like, no. So they're like Caltine bars from Mean Girls, if you know that. They're like, just thinking they're like weight loss things,
and yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry you assumed that, but they just the name and then me, and so that was funny. But I'm like, oopsie.
Dude, that's awesome. No, if you're listening or watching this on YouTube, definitely go to her website and just check it out. I mean, it's just very happy, and you know, it's fun, and
yeah.
No, I like it. If you could give or talk about, let's just say, financial advice that you give to yourself, you know, what are some things that, you know, as you're becoming more successful and obviously either acquiring things or money, like what are some of the things that you like to do as a young entrepreneur?
Well, advice I would give is, take more than you need. I'm very frugal, and I was very debt averse. I paid off all my college debt, everything, before I even got into business. And so taking out another loan, I'm like, I'm just going to go bare bones, only what I need. And they're like, oh, we should do some working capital. I was like, bare minimum. And then I just kind of screwed myself. I didn't give myself as much of a runway as I should have. So that's one piece of advice. Take more than you need, even if you're scared of it. Debt is not always a bad thing if you're using it towards building a business. So that's the main thing. And then just be smart. I mean, I've always, like I said, been a frugal person. I'm not like a designer handbags thing. Like, I got a Yeti ice chest when I like got my signing bonus at Amazon to like go camping with. I was like, my $300 ice chest. That was my big purchase. Oops. So I think, it's just
that's great.
Be smart about what you're buying and just like spend where it matters and what brings you joy. I'm all about spending on experiences. So I love to travel. So I'm like, I've traveled to a ton of different countries, and like, that's where I want to spend my money. If I get the little time I get off now, but like when I was at my Amazon days, and get more vacation time, I was like traveling internationally, and that's where I'd like to spend my money. That's what I value the most.
Yeah,
experiences.
Or you have passions.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's an applause there.
That's fun.
I love that. All right, that's very cool. All right, so I'm gonna shoot you some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
You ready?
Groovy.
Okay, don't be scared. Read a book or watch TV.
Oh, it depends, but probably a book.
Okay, and there's no wrong answers in this. Like, you're not going to be graded. So
it depends. Like, right now, I'm really into my book, so, like, I want to go home and read. But if I'm watching Love Island, I'm really into the drama.
Love Island.
Like, maybe I want to get home and watch TV. So I think it depends on the book and the TV show I'm in the middle of. But
do you watch a lot of shit TV?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so do my wife and I, 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, all that stuff. Makes me feel good about my life.
That's how I travel. My wife and I kid. Like, I'll never leave my house.
Yeah.
I don't care to travel. Like, you and I would never make it. So it's funny because we'll sit there on the couch and we'll see like guys in like India and these shanties, and I'm like, yeah, I don't need to go there.
You're like, I've watched it. And yeah.
It's funny. Chin up or a pull up?
Chin up.
Yeah. Right? Metallica or Madonna?
Metallica.
Okay. Like it. Coffee or wine?
Wine. Oh. I feel like it's later in the afternoon. I was just thinking about grabbing wine after this, so wine is on the mind, but I do own a coffee shop, so.
Either or.
Both.
Good. Coffee all in the morning, day. Wine at night.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm like, I can't have caffeine after like 10 a.m. because I will just be up all night because I'm a grandma, but but wine you can drink all day. No.
So my wife is always like, you're a miracle because I can drink a pot of coffee at 7 o'clock at night and fall asleep at 8.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
not
a gift.
Me. Yeah. It, that really is.
Star Wars or The Notebook?
Oh, The Notebook.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen Star Wars, though.
Okay.
God,
we're gonna have
Boo.
A problem here. Okay, lasagna or enchiladas?
Oh, enchiladas.
I knew you were gonna say it. You love Mexican
I am
food.
A huge Mexican food all day, every day.
Yeah. Amazon or brick and mortar?
Oh, brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like support my previous life, but brick and mortar is where it's at. Support your neighborhood.
Weddings or graduations?
Weddings.
Yeah. 401k or bury it in the backyard?
401k, sure.
Okay. And then last but not least, what is your favorite Hall & Oates song?
Oh, you make my dreams come true.
All right. There you go. See? What a great way to end it. Okay, where can everybody find you? We'll put it in show notes and all that stuff.
Yeah, Chin Up Donuts. You can come visit either of the shops, but Instagram, it's just at Chin Up Donuts. My personal is at Alex McIntyre. You can find them both on either one. So Instagram is probably what I'm most active on, but Facebook, kind of TikTok a little bit. But yeah, I would love to see it in the shops.
Yeah, and that you responded to all messages and all that stuff. Okay, very cool.
Or at the gym, come say hi.
Yeah, there you go. Especially if she has her headset on. But please, if you're locally here, go support. Even if you're like having an office meeting, go buy a couple dozen donuts. I mean, ain't gonna kill you, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else.
It's all about balance.
You gotta eat. Yeah. So it's been great having you. Thank you for doing this on such short notice.
For sure.
We'll get this out pretty quick.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you everybody for listening. Remember. We are connecting and protecting, so check out the YouTube channel for those short snippets. And until next time, peace out.